George, congratulations on Southwest Tour selection.
Oh, thank you.
Obviously, being selected for Wasps week in, week out is great, but things like this and the selection's obviously a nice little boost as well.
Yeah, no, it is amazing, like,
hey.
To be selected into the 21 squad. Because obviously, with Wasps, you're in a 12, and that 12 are selected for any game, and if you're put on, then, like, great. But with being selected into a tour, it's like you're getting selected from such a bigger group of people, and it is really good to have a different match play as well, because obviously they're from England, and it's cool. It's really nice.
It's nice to be selected. You must really get a great buzz out of that.
Yeah, getting selected to like, represent England it's an honour. It's amazing, to say the least. Like, it's crazy, because you get to wear that red and white dress, and you step on court, and you're literally... You're representing your country, not just like your team or yourself, like the whole country. You're standing up as a representative for them. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. Oh my God, why did you say that word? Ah!
Obviously, it's good to see as well what type of standard the rest of the teams are at.
Yeah, it will be really good to see where all the other squads are at, because in England, we think, oh, like, this is going so well. We're training so hard. It's really clicking. And when we go to Euros, we do tend to do really well. So it's nice to step out and see what the rest of the world have to offer and their different styles as well. Because we've obviously got teams like Australia and they've got kind of like their style of play, which is quite fast, to the point. Like, and then you also have like the Ireland play very differently as well. So it's quite nice to see different styles, different players.
When you're playing in these as well, after you get back, are you quite prone to trying a couple of the showboating moves that you've seen? Maybe a dummy pass or something like that?
I mean, it's probably taken them years to perfect, so I'll give it a go, but I can't guarantee how good it'll look or be. Yeah.
Fran will be captain of this.
Yeah, Fran is not just my teammate, she is one of my best friends, so it's so good having her as my captain and someone that she's so easy to talk to, and as like a player, you really want to be able to just go up to your captain and just say this, and then they'll just be there for everyone in the team. And she is a really supportive captain. Like, she's very, very good at what she does. She's got a great relationship with the coach, a great relationship with all of the players, and I think that really helps link everyone together.
And you'll just have to remind her that Hannah's your captain until these start.
Yeah, no, Hannah's a very good captain. She's got like a senior side to her that Fran just hasn't quite got yet, but it'll be there. It'll happen.
Looking ahead to Wasps v Sirens, round 11. As a player, is the season going quickly?
I think it's going very quickly. Like, I think pre-season was quite a long time, and like, finished that and got into season. Like, we've already like played half of it. Like, we're going into Sirens again. Like, we've already played them. So I think it's going really, really fast. Now we're into it. It's coming up really fast. And also the fact that like games are starting to be not just once a week, but like we had a game on like the Friday and the Monday, like they're coming up fast and close together.
Have you felt that your games developed a lot since the start of the season?
I think my game has developed so much, not just from the start of the season, but going over to Wasps, like T's an amazing coach. She's taught me so many new skills, like different bits and bobs that like I'm taking into my gameplay with me. So I think I have learned a lot, and I feel like I have grown a lot with like my ball skills and like knowing where I should be, whether I'm there or not. I know I should be there, but just my knowledge is really like expanded on, and playing has really helped that too.
Building the fan base from nothing was maybe a bit of a challenge, but how have you seen that develop? I mean, you're easily getting over 1,000 per home game, which is amazing.
Yeah, like, I think we've done so much work to get the fans. Obviously, we had the rugby, so we've done a lot of work. When the rugby's on, there's a fan zone, and we, as the netball players, we go in and we speak to the rugby fans, and there's daughters, their wives, there's young boys, and they come and they do some shooting with us and they speak to us and then they like it and they come along to a netball match and it's all over Twitter and there's kids like under 11 come free. Like, it's sold so well to the public, and I think once I've spoken to a few fans that have come and then they're like, yeah, we've loved it, like we're going to get a season ticket, we're going to come this year, we're going to come next year, like I think they come and they really enjoy it, and it's just being sold to them so easily.
Are you enjoying being part of this whole Wasps family and a bit of a role model for kids to look up to?
I love being part of the Wasps team. Like, we are so close, and I love every single member of my team, and I really enjoy it, and I like everyone that works there. Like, it's definitely a family, and it's crazy. It is crazy. Like when young players or kids come up to you and like, oh, sign this, and you're like, oh, like they know who I am. They want me to sign something with my face on. You're just like, ah, oh, me. You've got a poster of me. It is crazy, but I don't know. It's nice as well that people kind of know who you are.
Now you're getting the results at home. It's all going to help towards the final four placing.
Yeah, definitely. I think when we was going in through the beginning of the season, like we were still starting to gel and we're still starting to click and try and find our style together as we are a new squad. But I think hit the Storm game and we really pulled together and clicked. And then from there, it's just got better and better. Like we've gone into each game with so much more confidence. We've got a solid game plan. We know what we're doing. We stick to task. Like, and we're really starting to find our style. And I think bringing home them wins from what we're learning and from how we're growing together is really helping. Like that will be a massive boost for us throughout the end of the season, coming into semi-finals and finals and things like that.
Last week, it was 58-51 to Mavs away. Was it that close to you playing?
I think in the first quarter, it was quite tight. And we like come off, sat down, spoke about it, and we were like, no, like we're gonna do really well, like push on, let's go. And then the next quarter, we scored so many goals and really pushed together as a team. And I think sitting and watching, like I just felt like everyone on there was giving their all and started to like really pull away. Because obviously, the first time we played Mavericks, it was a bit hit and miss. It felt really close, really tight. But this time, it felt more comfortable. It felt like everyone there was comfortable with what was going on. They just rolled with it. They went with the flow. They tried hard. They got the turnovers. They took it through. And they got a goal. Like, I think it felt more fluid and it felt easier for us.
You've got Sirens next. How do you see them? Is it going to be a tough game?
You never know. I think Sirens have been pulling out some very good performances recently. They've been doing pretty well. So I think it'll be quite an interesting game. I definitely want to be there watching. But yeah, I would obviously like to say that I think we'll take it. But I think it will be a well-contested game.
Well, I think you should, because it's St. George's Day after all. So if ever there was an option, then I think that's written in the stars somewhere, don't you?
It's my day. It is.
Yeah. After that, you'll be off to the arena in Leicester for their big, massive showcase event. You, as a player, must obviously thrive on these big crowds and big venues.
Yeah, definitely. It is amazing having so many people around and supporting it, because I feel like it's not recent, but it is in the past few years that it has gotten so big. So when you go to like an actual arena or a really big venue to play, it's crazy seeing like the stands full of people that have come to watch and really enjoy the game. And you walk on and like when they're like all shouting and screaming, it gives you this real big buzz and you're like, yeah, like, I want to do really, really well. And it gives you this like really good feeling that everyone's there, like they're shouting. Even if they're not like supporting your team, you still get that buzz. You still feed off the crowd and like the atmosphere that's in the room. So it's so good having a big crowd about.
Have Lightning surprised you with their current run?
I think Lightning have been doing really, really well. I think they've been putting out some solid performances. I mean, the first time we met Lightning, we did lose to them, but I think I think it'll be a really good game. But I think we've grown a lot more. So taking them on will be a different sort of challenge now to what it was before.
And as we enter this second half of the season, it's taking everything game by game, really, and just further developing the combos between everybody in Wasps?
Yeah, so we've already played... We've not played Bath yet, but we've played everyone else before. So we kind of know how they're playing and what they're doing, who they're going to put out, and little things that you get to know from playing them the first time. And I think we'll have even more solid game plans and strategies put in place to help us do well. I think I'm even more excited for the second half of the season, because it'll be interesting to see how we do against teams that we've already played, and from our performance last time to what it'll be this time, I think it will be very different, because we have just gelled so much and really started to come into our own.
And tickets for the Final Four are on sale via englandnetball.co.uk. And no doubt Wasps, Tamsin, you, the rest of the squad will be doing all you can to stay in that Final Four between now and the end of the season.
Definitely. We definitely are aiming for it, and I definitely think we will be there.